We know you're not frozen. We can see the ceiling fan, you dumbass.
Oh.
Yeah, you stupid piece of shit.
Yeah. You dumb ass pervert. Ass pervert.
I'm really taking it on the chin. I don't know. Oh, wait. You shouldn't say that when you're called a pervert.
History That Beats Itself is a comedy podcast. Kevin, John, and Greg are not experts, historians, or even all that smart.
Welcome to History Defeats Itself, a comedy podcast that looks at events or people from the past and wonders, why do we never learn from our history? Only one of us knows the topic and the other two are in the dark, learning as we go right along with you. My name is Kevin, and as always, I am joined by the dashing, the amazing, the incomparable John and Greg. How are you guys?
I'm feeling pretty incomparable.
Yeah, I'm feeling great, actually. That's the best introduction you've ever given us.
Yeah, I thought you could use a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Especially I mean, Greg's all blurry, so I didn't know if he's feeling
Am
okay.
Am I really all fucking blurry? God!
Yeah, you're a little blurry.
I do that on purpose. I've got that special lens on my camera to make me look younger so you can't see all the wrinkles.
I think it accentuates them, actually.
So yeah. Blurry wrinkles.
Blurry wrinkles, yes. Blurry
wrinkles. Hey, guys, I forgot to tell you, I am quitting the podcast.
Oh, thank God.
Because you're two fucking assholes, and I can only handle one of you guys being assholes at a time.
Greg didn't like the topic of conversation during the intro. He thought we were a little too mean. But, you know, I thought it was funny, and so did John.
It's weird that it's continuing right on to the show.
Why is that weird?
Kevin and I wanted to tell you we're going to start our own podcast called Two Fucking Assholes. So this is what a great segue.
Can I be a guest on it? I'm going to miss you guys.
Two Fucking Assholes with special guests.
That's how I quit the show. Like the only thing I lose out on is the payday. I still do the same exact job I'm doing right now, but with the satisfaction of having quit.
Yes, and without the huge payday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
What do we earn an average of $2.27 every 6 months? Is that what we're?
John, it's more than that. I don't think that's
anymore.
Relevant to the show.
Didn't we quit that?
Not yet. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram, and we have officially launched The Mistorian. Our newsletter is up and running. It comes out every other Wednesday, opposite of the episode drops. You'll learn, you'll laugh, you'll cry maybe. But overall, we are confident you will love it. To sign up, head to historydefeatsitself.com.
Don't forget, we also coined a new word.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your listeners.
I'm working on trademarking that.
We should reach out to Webster's.
How do you get, do you ask for Webster? Like, how do you do this?
Well, they're not online. You have to go to the Webster Manufacturing Store. Facility.
Store.
The store.
Factory.
Okay.
I don't know. Obviously, I don't know what a Webster is.
What do they sell at that store? Just like words?
Yeah.
On sheets of paper?
Yep.
Hey, can I get Mistorian, please?
Is it run by Webster, from the old TV show?
It is.
Yeah? Yes. All right.
Yep.
And Alex Karras?
I don't know who that is.
Is that Growing Pains?
Nope.
Damn.
That's Webster. Webster's dad. He was a professional football player. He suffered from CTE. Well, symptoms of that, and then he discovered that after he died, and it's pretty sad. He was also in Blazing Saddles. He's the guy that punched the horse.
Oh, no shit?
Yep.
Oh. See, that I know.
That you should know.
All right, John. That's all I got, man. Let's do this.
Oops. All right.
Sorry, I said oops because I just dropped something on my foot.
All right.
Thank you.
Just wanted to know if anyone out there is going, what did Greg say? Oops.
Is Greg okay?
It sounded like it hit his big toe through pinky toe.
All right.
Good thing I have those corns.
You guys done?
I don't think
you're
so.
You're going to give a shit for interrupting you. We're in trouble.
You're not even interrupting
Kevin,
me.
Kevin,
you're...
don't say anything at all this whole episode.
Nope.
You're not even letting me start.
That's part of our thing.
All right. So we've talked about something on the show many times, the imperial system versus the metric system.
Anxiety?
Yes. Yes. Well, that does give me anxiety because I do not understand how to convert inches to centimeters. I don't know how to do it. It's so
hard. Look in my phone for the conversion charts.
There's websites.
Okay. All right. You guys suck. I hate you so much. So this two fucking assholes podcast.
I think it's already started.
All right. This is the great NASA whoopsie of 1999.
Oh, recent.
1999?
1999.
Oh, that was a song, wasn't it? Great. It was. NASA it whoopsie was. Of 1999.
Kaboom, kaboom.
Kaboom, kaboom.
I think everybody was just worried about Y2K. Like, I don't think that they were worried about NASA and the moon and shit.
I mean,
like
they
that.
Should have.
Or Prince.
Yeah. Yes. They should have. They should have been worried for all of this because on December 11th, 1998. The nostril.
You just said it was 1999.
I meant 1998. Sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
This
thing
changes
happened.
Everything,
it's,
John.
No, my Prince song joke makes no sense.
There's no Prince song. I don't even remember 1998.
It's a story with an arc. 1999 is when the thing happened. We're starting in 1998.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God. Damn it.
Okay, I'll
December
give you that.
11th.
Makes sense, actually, now. We explain it like that.
Well, because 98 comes before 99.
I get it.
So
wait a minute.
Numbers.
Yep.
No. That's true.
All right.
I thought before the year 2000, it went backwards. Now, since 2000, it just goes
before 2000. Greg is BC.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, it's BH. It's before history defeats itself and after history defeats itself.
Okay.
So it's BH and AH.
Gotcha. We've been doing this podcast since 1999.
Here's a nice mnemonic device to help you remember. BH is butthole, AH is asshole.
Oh.
So before 2000, butthole, after 2000, asshole.
That won't get confusing at all.
Awesome.
Did something weird happen where they merged together in some kind of strange sexual...
That's
positioning, you know, of
that's the second between December 31st, 1999 and January 1st, 2000.
Have you ever engaged in any kind of sexual activity where it required your butthole and your significant other or whatever partner you had's butthole to be as close together as possible, like to just kind of seal each other off?
Yeah, it's called closing the rings. Yeah.
Have you done that before?
Well, yeah, I mean, hasn't everyone?
Never.
You create a vacuum.
I actually thought I just invented it.
No, it's you create a vacuum, and then you lock mouths, and then you create an infinite loop, which actually transports you through time.
Huh.
So, and you know that because when you regain consciousness, you've had an orgasm. So, time is in a Western. And some guy just knocked out a horse. But
it's a different kind of version of the human centipede, I feel like.
Yeah.
How do you eat?
I have a question. I want to unpack this a little bit. So you said, is closing the rings a real thing, or was that just something you came up with that fast?
That was just something I came up with that
fast. Damn, that's impressive, because I kind of wanted to workshop that. No, not workshop it. That's the wrong term.
Well, first of all, we're all going to have to wax, right? So, because you want a tight seal.
This is going to change the podcast quite a bit.
Literally two fucking assholes. That's the name of the podcast.
Oh, now I get it.
Yep. So the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and I got to say, that's NASA, in case you guys don't know.
I don't know if you would have asked me what NASA stands for, there's no way I could have figured it out.
I still couldn't,
and you just said it.
I got lost after N.
Yeah.
It's nasal.
Nasal. Yeah. Nostril.
Yeah. Launch the Mars Climate Orbiter, which was designed to arrive at roughly the same time as the Mars Polar Lander.
Polar Lander?
Polar Lander. Lands on a pole.
Like a stripper pole?
Yep.
Sounds painful.
We're spending $500 million per flight to get strippers to Mars.
That actually doesn't sound that expensive.
Yeah. $500 million?
No. I think the urinal inside that thing probably would cost more than that.
I mean, well.
Just me?
I think so. You lost me.
You had me at urinal.
Hey, do you guys think what would happen if you put two urinals really close together?
Well, it would be easier to close and ring.
I'm not. You know what? Forget it. Just keep going.
Kevin's a lot rendered of speechless.
I'm trying to figure out. No, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Do you guys ever wish you had a urinal in your house?
Yes.
Oh man, yes.
Very often.
I wish I had a urinal at my desk.
Oh
yeah.
I just wish that my office chair was just some sort of like commode with wheels that I could move around.
So disgusting.
So you could move it like to the fridge.
It would flush. Yeah, I could roll
it's
over.
It's gonna move
something.
Around, but it's gonna flush.
Yeah.
It actually, it kind of cool.
How does that make sense?
It's science, you dumb motherfucker. Jesus.
Yeah, you're kind of stupid,
Christ.
Kevin.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
It'd be kind of cool if it had pedals on the side of it, and you could just like kind of pedal your way to the yeah. fridge, and that way it would flush. Right out.
It's like a manual flush. The pedals actually flush it.
I could go down the hallway, get in the elevator, go down, grab my mail, never having to stop shitting.
And also people would really, you know, stay away from you. The weirdos.
Yeah, no one's hopping on that elevator with you. They're like, no, you go ahead.
Yeah. Man. Think of the time think of how much time you waste just pooping.
How much do you poop?
8-9 hours a day. I may have Ebola, so if I vomit blood, please call an ambulance, please. The satellite and the lander were designed to work in tandem to investigate Mars.
Can you start
surface?
At the very beginning? Because I can't remember what we're talking about at all.
On December 11th, 1998. It's designed basically, it was like a satellite that was made to look like take pictures of the atmosphere and the surface. So it's like looking, it's measuring the atmosphere, surface, and climate because the scientist wanted to get like a better understanding of what the fuck was happening on Mars. So,
how much could be happening on Mars anyway?
What did they think? Yeah, what did they think they might find?
Well, they know we're burning this planet up pretty fast, so we got to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, Mars is hotter though.
Right. That is no. Wait, I thought it was colder. Yeah, it's colder because it's farther away from
wait,
the sun.
Wait, what did Matt Damon say in that movie I saw?
Is it colder? Why did I think it was hotter?
Or maybe it's hotter because it doesn't have the same atmosphere. I don't know.
Were you using Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Or Kelvin?
Kelvin is how you do it.
Kelvin. Is it Kelvin or Calvin?
Kelvin doesn't exist.
Kelvin.
It's Calvin, right?
I thought it was. Is it not Kelvin? C-K-E-L or something like that?
I thought it was K-E... I don't know.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Why do we do this?
I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know the answers to these questions.
Oi. Oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi.
That was like a Spanish Jew thing I just did there. I was like, oi, oi, oi.
Oi, ve, senor. Oi, ve. The satellite was also designed to serve as a communications relay for the Mars Polar Lander. See? So the MCO, which we will be calling it, and instead of me saying the Mars
what?
Climate Orbiter, I'll call it the MCO, or the MCO. MCO.
MCO?
MCO.
Okay. Fuck me, Mars is further away. God, I'm really bad at stuff.
Yeah, so we're the third one from the sun.
Third planet.
Right.
Mars is the fourth.
The third. Would you say it's right. the third rock from the sun?
We're the third rock from the sun.
Would be, yeah.
So do you guys know what the two closest planets to the sun are?
Yes, Mercury and Venus.
There you go.
Well, I have it up right now. It's on my screen.
Which one is the closest?
Mercury.
All right.
I said I have it up on my screen. What do you think I'm looking at?
No, I know. I'm saying all right. Thank you. Like,
oh, yeah,
thank
yeah,
you
no
so
problem.
Much. The MCO was designed to take photos of the surface of Mars for 2 years to do the thing I just said it was supposed to do. And after its launch, the MCO was put into a Hohmann transfer orbit.
A what?
A Hohmann. Hohmann. Mm.
I know about the Hohmann transfer orbit.
Can you please cite your sources for all of this happening? I don't think...
Yes, my source is your mom.
Oh, yeah. She definitely knows a lot about NASA.
She does.
She does.
She's a huge fan of the metric system. I'll tell you that. And so what this orbit is supposed to do is it makes course corrections while this satellite or this thing is traveling from Earth to Mars, which is 461 million miles away. Very far.
Wait, Mars is?
Mars is 461 million miles. So it takes about 7 months to get there.
That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right at all. I think this whole thing is made up. I call bullshit. Okay, listeners, every three episodes, when it's John's turn, he's going to make some bullshit up, and we have to endure it.
Yeah. That is true.
It's our cross to bear.
So basically, so what this orbit is to, so the thing makes adjustments as it's going, and this particular MCO made four adjustments, major adjustments, on its way from Earth to Mars. Now, why is that important, you ask, Greg?
Why is that important, I ask, Greg?
Well, Greg, I'm so glad you asked. So let me tell you why. Because shit's going to go wrong, and that information matters, okay? And since this is History Defeats Itself, I'm pretty sure everybody knows where this is going. But before
to
we talk about...
To a very happy place.
Yeah, very good ending. But before we talk about what happened, let's talk about the imperial system versus the metric system.
Oh, shit.
And there will be quizzes. So for everyone at home, please
multiple
stop
quizzes
wherever you are.
Or one quiz with a lot of questions?
One question with 37...
Oh, quizzes?
One quiz with, one with 37 quizzes.
Is it the same question over and over again?
Yes,
I feel like eventually I'm going to get it right.
What does it all mean? So the imperial system was replaced. Oh, wait. Yeah. Was replaced by the... I'm sorry. Guys, this is why I should proofread three times.
Well, the good news is you haven't really said anything yet, so there's no way to have a mistake yet.
The other piece of good news is that now that we're doing a video podcast, this all has to stay in.
Awesome. Right. Awesome. Hello, people. So the Imperial System was a replacement for the Winchester Standards, which started in 1588, and the world stopped using it around 1825. But this system is where we get a bushel, a peck, a gallon, and a quart from. So it was basically just some British system where they're just like, all right, that's a
bushel.
How much
is a peck?
It's half
a little
bushel.
Kiss.
It's half of a bushel.
How much is a bushel? Don't say twice as a peck.
Okay,
so confusing.
The way that you get a bushel is it is based on dry goods. Since you want to know, I'm going to give you a fucking answer. So it's based on dry gallons. So the way what a dry gallon is I don't fucking know because I don't care.
I was actually kind of, I thought you actually might know. Like you kind of went after that, like you were gonna bestow some wisdom upon us, and then you failed.
I don't know.
In fairness, I don't think anybody cares.
No, definitely not.
No, nobody. But the Winchester, yeah, and I don't. It was because it was. All the records were kept in the town of Winchester, so that is why they call it the Winchester Standard.
Where's Winchester?
It's in England.
Where's England?
It's in Europe.
Okay. I know where Europe is.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
That's south of us.
Yeah.
Is that by Australia?
Yeah.
No, not that far south.
Oh.
It goes America... Mexico, Australia, Winchester.
Yeah.
America again.
And then America again.
Well, I mean, the Earth is a triangle.
That's true.
Yep. So then the metric system is credited to...
John, I don't want to alarm you.
Okay.
But there's an animal behind you.
Yeah, that is Penny. And the reason she's behind me, if I put her in her crate, she will cry, and that'll make this really hard to do.
Okay.
So.
All right. I just want to make sure you knew it was there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's my pet lion.
Doesn't that couch cost like $7,000?
You'll notice there's a blanket on the couch.
Yeah, didn't he tell us that we were not allowed to sleep on the couch?
Yeah, you said if we ever come to your house, we can't even look at your couch.
You were gonna blow up an air mattress for me next to the couch.
No, you don't get to sleep next to the couch.
You'll
be in the bathroom.
In the shadow of the couch.
You have to be outside the shadow.
Nope, you're not in the same room as the couch.
I'm not even in the same room as the couch.
No. You are not good enough to be around my couch.
So am I sleeping in your room?
No, you sleep, Jesus, the bathroom or the hallway, your choice.
Oh. I think you have to sleep standing up in the corner.
Oh.
Okay.
I just want to be clear.
I just want to be clear. Glad the dog gets the couch, though. It's nice.
There is a blanket specifically made for a dog on that couch.
It's a dog blanket, like it's made for a dog.
Can't you just get a blanket?
I think you might have overpaid for that blanket, just like you overpaid for the couch.
He's one of these assholes that buys a $1,000 dog blanket
because it says dog blanket.
It's got all the benefits of a blanket, but it's small.
I wanted you to think it was cool. It's an $8 blanket from this place called Walmart.
Huh, never heard of it.
Well, that makes sense that you shop there now after you bought an $8,000 couch.
And a $1,000 blanket.
And you obviously gave up on the shaving cream.
I did. Well, I can't afford it. It's not that I gave up on it. I just cannot afford it.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On buying one can every 6 months like one does. Can't afford that anymore.
It's $2.75. Yeah. With inflation, it's probably $3.25. Who's got that kind of money?
Inflation's a bitch.
Did I tell you about Jennifer, like, trying to save the planet? She decides that instead of us getting, like, shampoo and conditioner, that now we're going to use these bars that you just kind of get wet they lather up. I'm like, I buy, like, a bottle of shampoo, like, once every 6 months. Do you think the 5 billion bottles of water that people go through on a daily basis maybe have a bigger effect on it, and I can get some fucking chemicals in a plastic container instead of this fucking bar that never leaves your body after you rinse it off?
Well, because I didn't want to say anything, but your hair looks terrible. So thank you for bringing it up. Thank you for making this a safe place to insult you.
No, it's not a safe place to insult me.
So
what is the problem with the bar? I don't understand the problem with the bar.
The problem with the bar is the bar doesn't, it's very sticky. Like you can't. Okay. You try and rinse it off, and it's not 1/4 moisturizing cream like Dove is. And it just sticks to your skin, and it makes you feel yucky.
Huh. So could you just go out? I mean, I assume you have a car, and you have your own money. So couldn't you just go buy your own shampoo?
We share all of our own resources, John, and it's apparently a huge source of conflict between the two of us.
She cares about the planet. You do not.
Right.
Yeah.
You are a selfish bastard. She is the most caring, giving person I've ever met.
Yeah. Greg bought a Tesla, but not because it would do any good to the planet, just because he thought he'd look cool in a Tesla.
Right. Yeah.
I do look pretty fucking cool in
a Tesla. Well, what's crazy, a lot of people don't know that Greg took out the electric motor and put in a gas engine.
It sounds cooler.
Yeah. And glass pipe, so it's really fucking loud.
And it's a V16, so it gets about 4 highway, 2 city.
Yeah, yeah. And he puts spikes on it to kill small animals.
I think it's awesome that
animals.
You guys think I know that much about mechanics.
Well, you paid somebody to do it.
Yes, yes.
With all the podcast money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
I have no idea. What is the topic?
Target.
So the metric system is credited to Gabriel Morton of Lyons, France, in 1670.
That's not how you say any of that.
You don't know.
Good point. Nope.
Yeah. You can. You know what? Spell it, motherfucker.
L-Y.
That came out Southern. Motherfucker.
All right. Never mind.
Go. L-Y.
John gets punchy. The Alabama comes out of him.
It really does. You know why? Because that's what my dad yelled at me in Alabamanese. So,
but John, are you drinking whiskey?
I am, and I'm feeling it.
So, are we gonna go or what?
No, like I said, I'm feeling it.
Is this the end of the podcast? Or
I'm gonna take a nap now. The metric system. Okay, as we France in 1670, he proposed a decimal system of measurement that French scientists would spend years refining. So they didn't do it then, but they were on their way. The metric system as we know it was established in France around 1795, but France did not even make it the official system of measurement until the late 1830s. Did you guys know that in the United States Constitution, there is actually in the Constitution about the Congress shall establish weights and measures, a unit of weights and measures?
I didn't read that far. I just stopped at the right to bear arms. Yeah. That's kind of what I latched on to.
I remember something about we the people, and then I kind of checked out.
Yeah. Well, with the right to bear arms, you can get answers for any question you need. So you just point a gun at a smart person, and they'll give you an answer.
Got it.
So, yeah.
There's the right to bear arms, there's freedom fries, and there's something about
trucks.
Truck nuts.
Yep.
That's right. Take that, Canada. Truck nuts.
What?
I don't know. I can't imagine going to Canada and seeing somebody drive by with truck nuts.
Hey, we got Canadian listeners. Write in. I'm curious if people have truck nuts up there.
That is true.
They get frozen and fall off.
That's true. They're ice nuts. So
they're blue truck nuts.
Today, there are only 3 out of 195 countries that that do not use the metric system.
I know what they are.
Okay, please go. I want to know what you think.
Okay. It's the United States of America.
One.
I'm going to have to check that one.
And after that, I don't know.
We talked about this on the show once, didn't
we? We did, but I don't remember everything we talked about.
Yeah, I don't know.
We talked about who uses the metric system?
I thought we talked about that there was only like a few countries that didn't use the metric system, yeah.
Well, is it Eritrea?
It is not so Eritrea, good. But until I did this deep dive, I thought we were the only one who still used the imperial system.
Was it really that big deep of a dive, John?
It feels
like so far.
It was.
It hasn't been that deep. It feels like it's been
We're 30 minutes in and we haven't really talked about anything, so.
Yeah.
That's not true. We've talked about the metric system and the imperial system.
That's true.
So three out of five. So it's those countries are Liberia and Africa, South Africa.
Wait,
Myanmar.
South Africa. Okay,
South Africa. I mean, not the country.
Liberia, Myanmar, and us.
Part of Africa.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
So people who use elephants to pull out teak and sell it. And some country in the south of Africa, not South Africa. After when I said South Africa, that makes no sense. It's not in the country of South Africa.
It's its own country.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I haven't known what you're talking about the entire episode.
Okay. Really? You don't know?
No.
Are you lost?
I don't know what the topic is.
We're talking about the metric. Well, no. Well, the topic is a NASA whoopsies. But we're
starting with the metric system.
We're building context. Well, you'll see why when we get there. So...
Okay.
I have to be
fake critical.
This is a PT this is a PT Anderson podcast. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And when it's over, it's not going to make any fucking sense.
But when it's over, everyone's like, that was really good and it should probably win awards.
Right.
Did it rain frogs?
Yes.
That's a great movie.
It is.
Magnolia's a great movie.
I do actually like all his movies.
I love his movies.
Yeah, but sometimes you're like,
did he make Punch Drunk Love?
He did.
Yes.
God, that's a good movie.
I have not seen Licorice Pizza. Did you guys see that? Because that's him.
No. I heard that's good too, though.
Mm-hmm. Has one of the girls from Haim in it. Haim, not a good band, but I heard that she's a good actress.
Oh. I don't even know who Haim is.
Well, it's because it's not a good band.
You should learn because, you know, all those young ladies you date would probably know them.
All of them. All of them. There's no young ladies. All right. So the Metric Conversion Act. So you know how we always say, like, why the fuck don't we use the metric system in this country? So we actually
lazy Americans do.
So we actually in 1975, the Metric Conversion Act of 1975 is passed.
It declared what year?
1975, the year I was born.
Oh shit, you're old.
Yeah. It declared the metric system the, quote, preferred system of weights and measures for United States trade and commerce, end quote, but permitted the U.S. of the imperial system, permitted us to use the imperial system with basically saying it's completely voluntary. So basically, anybody who wants to use the metric system can, and if you don't want to, keep using the imperial system. And the reason we have not switched to the metric system is because it would cost...
It's because there's an option not to, and we said, fuck it.
Pretty much.
It's more American.
It would cost businesses so much money to retool everything, right? But I think with globalization, that's probably not true anymore.
Other countries don't have businesses?
No, but I'm saying, like, things we do in the U.S., right? But if you look at most things now, most things are, like, everything you buy is metric, right? For the most part.
Like, when I buy Captain Crunch?
Yes. Yes.
When I buy nachos?
Yes.
When I buy Wheat Thins?
No. Wheat Thins are imperial.
How about when I buy a Del Taco Grande burrito?
Then you're just satisfied and full. In kilograms. All right. So the U.S. does it, like U.S. businesses don't, but we don't use it in school. But industries that do use it in the United States are science, medicine, electronics, our own military, automobile production and repair.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things that I said repair, like I was going to keep going, but that was it. That was the list.
No, you did yeah. lay it there, but no, like they always talk about millimeters and like machining and stuff like that, right?
Well, even wasn't that the whole thing with the rocket blowing up, or that was that they went from imperial to metric or something like that?
I assume that was what this episode was about. You know?
Does the metric system have anything to do with people that call like 1 o'clock in the afternoon 1300?
Yes. No.
Because that's something else we don't do.
And honestly, it makes way more sense just to do the 24
yeah.
clock. Hey,
yeah, but you know, like when someone says, hey, it's 1934, you're like, what fucking time is it?
You're like, oh my God, I went back in time.
Is it 7:37? All right. So if you're wondering, what the fuck are we talking about all this? Now?
Yeah.
Now that you know way more about the metric system than you ever wanted to
know. I don't know anything
more
than
I learned anything in that section of the podcast.
Nope. But it's okay. We don't do this podcast to learn.
No.
Well, let's get to the problem that the math caused, or the imperial versus metric system caused for this.
Was
little,
it Y2K?
It is Y2K, yes. For all you conspiracy theorists, this is actually what caused 9/11. So, metric and imperial. And terrorist. So the Jet Propulsion Lab, or JPL, based in Pasadena, California, used a metric system, while Lockheed Martin Aeronautics, based in Denver, Colorado. So really, see, I'm bringing it around, right? Connecting the show.
My old neighbor, before he moved away, he worked for Lockheed Martin.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
My wife's grandfather worked for Lockheed Martin Skunk Works, and he worked on like secret shit that he actually got paid in cash. They didn't want any kind of paper trail.
Was he a drug dealer?
Hold on a second.
What did he say? Lockheed Martin skunk something or other?
Skunk
the fuck
works,
is that?
Man. Look it up. God, skunk you guys works. Are such it's... fucking dumb fucks.
They grow the best weed at Skunk Works, Lockheed Martin. Heard it here first.
Yeah. That story checks out.
So Lockheed Martin, a subcocksucker. Yes, yeah, a cocksucker. Cocksucker for the MCO, used the imperial system. Right? So
defense contractors.
So basically, right, they did what they did is they what they're supposed to do is they do everything they do in imperial, but then they're supposed to transfer everything. Show everything as metric, right? That is what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
Which they did. They did not.
Very confusing for them.
Right. Which is why we should stop using imperial, but whatever. I'm not here to down that hill, but I'm just saying, come on. I think most people are like, oh no, just it's so much easier to go metric. So
I think it would be, but
yes. And Celsius. Come on. Why can't
we
do that too?
I'm too old to change.
It would be tough to change. Yeah, but for the younger generations, they should do it.
Well, here's the thing.
After
right?
we die.
I won't know what 30 degrees Celsius is, but at least when they say it's 30 degrees Celsius and somebody asks me what the weather is, I'll be like, oh, it's 30 degrees Celsius. Right now, I'm just like, oh, well, what would it be in Fahrenheit? I don't know.
Okay.
It's funny too when you talk to people like from well, pretty much every other country, and they're just like, yeah, no, 32 degrees makes sense for freezing over zero. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Shut up. That'll make the rules.
None.
Kevin does make the rules.
I actually do make the rules.
That's how this podcast works.
Yeah.
That's hey, Greg, true. Only speak when spoken to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times you got to tell him, though, before we get some sort of punishment?
Hey, John. You don't get to dictate the punishments, okay?
God damn it. How many times am I going to ask you before I get the answer yes?
John's like my asshole brother. Like, tell him dad all the time. Make it sure I get in trouble.
That guy's in shape, your brother. He is in shape.
Why would you? Okay.
What he is?
That's just a weird thing to say.
Fine. Actually, it's a very weird thing to say.
His abs are so fantastic.
He's okay, listener, right? All right.
He listens to the show. I want him to know what I think. I'm being body positive towards your brother. So,
I don't think he's going to see it that way.
Can you be body positive towards a person?
I don't know
if that works that way.
Or is that just harassment?
Yeah, it might be. It might be called being a stalker, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I don't know what time he goes to bed. So gently with the light on. Wait, what?
When he reads to settle his nerves after a long day
of being stalked by John Banks.
War and Peace is his favorite. All right, so none of the JPL's rigorous quality control procedures caught this mistake. So in the 9 months or the 400...
Wait, what was the mistake again?
That Lockheed is using Imperial and not... not transferring the data correctly to JPL.
For what kind of data were they sharing again?
We're going to get there. It's a slow burn. It's a slow burn, right? Yeah. I don't want to ruin it for you.
It's better be good, John.
So it's really not that great. Because, again, the thing
like
that you think is going to happen...
It's probably like their lunch order and some guy got like 30% less french fries or something.
Right. Yeah. But the thing you think is going to happen to
the
satellite...
Yes for no lettuce.
And he got lettuce, goddammit, with a lot of mayo. Why would you put that much mayo in
it? Way too much mayo.
Sometimes that's a good combination in a sandwich.
So JPL's rigorous quality control procedures somehow missed this mistake. And so over the 9 month or 461 million mile,
were they bored to tears with it? Is that why they were missing it?
They were. Or AKA the 741,907,584 kilometers flight to Mars. So basically what happened was they gave them the data. They were supposed to put that data in, and then that helps them adjust the trajectory going to Mars, right? Where you can't be off by an inch, because an inch could equal like a million miles by the time you get to Mars. So
would a centimeter?
7 kilometers.
What about a liter?
That's 19 kelvins.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are good at conversions.
I know, right? So an investigation indicated that JPL engineers mistook the units of measure. This caused a failure in the navigation due to commands from Earth being sent in English units, in this case, pound seconds, without being converted into the metric standard Newton seconds. I don't know what any of this is, but these are the words that I found. And now I'm telling you these words. And this is a difference of 4.4 feet per second.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Okay, that seems bad.
Yeah. There you go. It's gonna
now you're speaking my language. Imperial.
Now I can tell problems are brewing.
Uh-oh. This is ominous.
Yeah.
So this error caused the orbiter to miss its intended orbit by 87 to 93 miles or... 140 to 150 kilometers.
That seems like a fair amount.
It's pretty big. Mm-hmm. And it falls into the Martian atmosphere at approximately 35 miles or 57 kilometers in altitude, and it starts to disintegrate due to atmosphere pressure.
Oops.
So on September 23rd, 1999, the Mars Climate Orbiter crashed into Mars. This tiny mistake.
It'd be so much better if it crashed into my backyard.
Or crashed into me, like Dave Matthews did. Crash. I know.
Hike up that skirt a little more, John.
You know what? I like Dave Matthews. Fuck you guys.
I know you do, John. I know you do.
Hence the Dave Matthews poster behind him.
And the Dave Matthews face tattoo on my chest.
And his dog named Dave Matthews that's sleeping on his couch.
Yep. That's right. So on September 23rd, 1999, the Mars Climate Orbiter crashed into Mars. This tiny mistake in math cost NASA $193 million.
That's not that much.
For those of you at home using an abacus, that is a fuck ton or a metric ton of money. So, isn't that crazy?
Did you write that joke?
I did.
How'd it go off?
It didn't go off well.
Okay.
I feel bad now. Yeah. And I just was going to let that go and keep moving on, but now you point it out, and I feel ashamed, embarrassed.
That's it? Just those two? I felt like you were going to keep going.
Yeah, they're always in threes.
This is me disappointing my father all over again. Mm. So, yeah.
When you wouldn't kill that deer.
I wouldn't. Or drink that deer's blood that he killed. So,
Speaking of that, have you guys started watching that Jeffrey Dahmer show on Netflix?
No.
I got rid of Netflix. Really, I'm one of the people. I'm a statistic.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Why did you get rid of them?
Because we just didn't watch it that much, and we had to get Disney Plus for Elwood.
Disney Plus is pretty good.
Yep. I'm bundling, John. So we get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite.
I know it is, John. It's how all I watch the hockey game.
It's all of it. Plus more. But
I pretty much subscribe to everything.
Shouldn't ESPN just cover itself? Like, shouldn't it just show everything? Or is it because, like, time slots get, like, weird?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
The what? Plus. ESPN Plus.
No.
Okay. So the solution for this to not happen again, so the solution that JPL,
this episode?
NASA, the reason, so what they decided, their like surefire way to never have this happen again is they put in two independent means of checking themselves. don't know what those means are, but that's what they did.
So, like, measure twice, cut once?
I guess so.
So, okay. So you're saying that because they didn't translate from imperial to metric, the satellite crashed into Mars instead of orbiting it and giving us data for two years.
Yeah, it would have been 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Yeah, two years.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, right? That's pretty fucking dumb. And
so the solution, should be to just do everything in metric if you're working in that industry, you know?
And I just want to say, like, I am an idiot, right? All three of us, we're idiots compared to these people.
Like, some more than others, but yeah.
I didn't come up with this topic, but
none of us are building a rocket.
Listening. I am not building a rocket. Although, you know what I used to love is those little the little rockets that, you know, you got the little, oh man, what was it? There was like you had like the little launch pad, and you put the little wicks in there, and then they shot up in the air.
I had one.
I liked those a lot.
You mean fireworks?
No, fuck. Oh. What were those things called, Greg? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Like bottle rockets?
No, god damn it!
I'm just kidding. I only said that because he said fireworks.
I don't know what they're called, but they were like the little rocket things that you had like the launch pad, and it had that metal pole that stuck up.
And then
you know, fly up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, I also like kites when I was a kid.
Wait, what's that again?
I got into a lot of fights with people where they would just punch me for no reason. So,
kites.
So that was basically because America will not adapt completely the metric system and join the other 192 countries that do. Yeah, it cost us $193 million.
So, wait,
let me interrupt for a second.
No, go ahead.
Because Lockheed Martin and what was it, the company?
JPL.
JPL. They're both American, though.
Right. And one was using the Imperial, one was using the Metric.
Well, that's what I was actually going to say, a very similar thing, Greg, is that So Lockheed was the one using the Imperial, right?
Right.
Lockheed well, should.
So JPL is the one that fucked up.
Well, no, because remember when I said our military, like so, a lot of government agencies and science, NASA being one of those because it's scientific, they use the metric system. So there is science. They're part of the thing in the U.S. that uses metric.
In fairness, who reads all the instructions? Not me.
No.
You guys remember what happened when you tried to buy a house and you signed all those loan docs?
Yeah.
Nope. They don't even really give you a chance to read them.
No. Right.
No, the
they're just sitting there turning the pages going, you don't need to read that. Trust me, it's fine.
Yeah.
When are you required, at what point in the year are you required to kill a goat for your mortgage? No? Okay. I'm trying, you know?
I was confused. I'm like, I'm supposed to be killing a goat every year? Because I'm not doing that. Am I going to get taxed on this?
That's one hell of a balloon payment.
Yeah.
Balloon payment.
All right, that's it. That's pretty much that.
Well, who are we toasting to, John?
So we're going to raise a glass to math, or maths, for it is what helps.
That's actually a good point. Before you finish your toast, what should we call it? Math or maths? Because we adopt some European things, but not others.
And not others. I know. So let's call it maths in honor of the imperial system that we adopted. We're going to call it maths.
I like it.
Math has helped to build the world that we know. But be careful, as math is a crabby bastard that can cause you to crash your $200 million spacecraft.
Well, it was like 190 something.
Again, it doesn't sound that expensive.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Greg. We'll see everybody next week. No. We'll see everybody in 2 weeks.